I'm going to make a very controversial statement now for many people in this room. Central retinal pathway energizes everything distal to it. So let me explain that to you. It basically turns on your pituitary gland and it turns on everything distal in the human brain. And I'm going to show you how. This paper, or I should say this gentleman, his name is Fritz Hallwitch. He was an amazing cat. He was an ophthalmologist in Germany. He was born in the 1920s. He happened to live in a time where we didn't have intraocular lenses. One of the things that he noticed is that when he saw people with cataracts, he would cut the cataract out so they could see. And for those of you who don't know, this is what happened to Vincent van Gogh. You know, when he painted haystacks, the reason why he painted them in all different colors is because when you take a cataract out and you don't put a lens in, you can see UV, in case you didn't know that. So that's the reason why haystacks has all the different shades, because he was able to see it in so many different colors as the light changed. Well, it turns out this doctor actually practiced medicine in a time that we could never recapitulate now. That's why sometimes looking back is a good thing. And I started to look really far back. In fact, as a neurosurgeon, these guys, especially Cajal in 1891, he's the father of modern neuroanatomy. I started to find papers about this energetic pathway that has huge effects on growth and metabolism through the eye. You didn't hear me say gut. You didn't hear me say food, did you? Turns out that Hallwitch did something rather remarkable. And he wrote about it in this book here from 1979. And I guarantee you nobody in this room's ever read it. If you think Weston A. Price's book is huge, you should read this sucker, because it's unbelievable what he did. He basically took cataracts out of people and then noticed and watched them and saw that their growth and metabolism improved tremendously. They started to lose weight. They started to feel better. They started to sleep better. And he documented it all. And guess what? He didn't just do it in humans. He did it in all kinds of animals. And he documented the color changes that occurred on animals after he took the cataracts out. How their coats changed, their surfaces, how they started to act on the farm. Okay? That's how important this was. And he went even further. He checked their urine. And you know what he found? He found there was metabolites of hormones that occurred after he took the cataract out that weren't there before. So in other words, light was able to make chemicals in us that weren't there before. Doesn't that sound a lot like E equals MC squared? Like, how did light get turned into things with structure? How does this really happen? Do you really think that you need it all from diet and exercise? Mm-mm-mm. There's another way. Most of the ophthalmologists I talked to 3 months ago didn't know a damn thing about Fritz Hallwitch. And he was an ophthalmologist and well published. And the crazy thing is, there was another guy that you're going to learn about a little bit later named John Ott. And you know what he was famous for? He was Walt Disney's animator that did time-lapse photography. Turns out he made some key investigative slides for Disney and dropped it, but then he took it to the medical boards and different physicians who let it go by the wayside. And what he found is that when he took plants and he put them in different light, the chloroplast molecules rotated faster than not. Then he decided to do it on animals, and he found out that one of the cells in the eye called the retinal pigmentum epithelium, which you're going to hear about shortly, at the base of the eye has melanin granules that absorb what? UV light, because it's made out of those things that we talked about, rotates faster, and guess what it makes? What Ruben talked about, a DC electric current in the eye. So that means you can regenerate tissues when you have a high DC electric current. Isn't that right, Ruben? Didn't Becker tell us that? Isn't that interesting? He went even further. And this is probably one of the most counterintuitive things I'm going to tell you. This is a picture of people's pituitary glands who were blind and who could see. What did he do? He went the extra distance. This is what I want you to focus in on. Light slows, energy is lost, the pituitary gets bigger. When I saw this, I immediately realized that everything in medicine was completely ass backwards. Why? Why did I say that to you? Everybody in this room, except the people that heard me talk last year, believe that people get fatter because they eat too much. Turns out it's exactly the opposite. So when you sprain your ankle, does your ankle get bigger or smaller? Okay, when you have heart failure, does your heart get bigger or smaller? Okay, just so you know, he said it gets bigger. Here's the third one. When the star in the sky dies, does it get bigger or smaller? It gets a red giant. So everything that loses energy in the universe gets bigger. What did Hallwitz tell us? Hallwitz showed that when light slows, the pituitary gets bigger. You know why it's getting bigger? Because light is getting turned into chemicals that you call hormones that go in to the nuclear DNA to change it. Guess what that means? That means light is capable of altering DNA. It also means that light is capable of potentially reversing my previous problem, meaning that when you're obese, maybe your main problem is you're not getting enough sunlight and it has nothing to do with food. How's that for a shocker? That's what Fritz Hallwitz taught me. So I didn't believe any of this. And most of you may not know this, but I went to medical school at LSU. And there's a very, very famous ophthalmologic researcher named Nicholas Bazan, who's done incredible work. And you know what he's cut his teeth on? DHA. He's like the DHA guy in the world. And I learned this back in 95 through 99 when I was there. He taught me a lot of crap. And crap that I thought was crap because it wasn't important to neurosurgery, but 12 years ago it became extremely important to me right now. It's huge. And the number one effect right here in this central retinal pathway between the clock and your hypothalamus, you have two loops in the eye. One loop's called the short loop, the other one's called the long loop. And what it does, it recycles DHA constantly as light comes through. But the key thing that I realized, Bazan taught me, that this central retinal pathway and the retina had more DHA in it than any other part of the brain. And I thought that was bizarre. Then I realized why. When I started to learn about physics, remember the guys who came out with GPS devices, Garmin devices? Well, it turns out that the clock here has to run faster than all the other clocks in the rest of your body. If it doesn't, it doesn't work. So if you have an iPhone and you use it to go to a restaurant here in Vermont, the clock that's up in the sky up there has to run 38 microseconds faster than the one in your iPhone. Otherwise, you're going to be 100 kilometers off. That would not work. You'd wind up in New Hampshire. It wouldn't be good. It turns out in your eye, the exact same thing happens. And the reason why DHA in the eye is important, because this DC electric current runs faster than every other part of your body. That's the reason why DHA is important. And it turns out when you have too much blue light, because blue light is the antidote for vitamin A and for DHA. Do you know why? What kind of light makes vitamin A? Anybody want to guess? You heard somebody talk about it earlier. Blue light makes vitamin A. How do you know? What's the complementary color to blue? Yellow. And guess what? Vitamin A is yellow. Isn't that a shocker? That's the link between this. Light frequencies control the level of vitamin A in the eye. And also, every opsin in the body is tied to retinol, to vitamin A. There's not an opsin in the human body that's not tied to it. That's the reason why, and Chris is here so he can verify this. He wrote a very nice blog post, I don't know how long ago it was, that there's data from NHANES that when you have deficiencies of vitamin A, it's tied to obesity. And nobody has told you why. I'm telling you why right now, because you're blue light toxic. Blue light makes you fat.